Ave Maria in the Afternoon is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Welcome to Ave Maria in the Afternoon, examining the world through the lens of faith from the heart of the Church to help us navigate the culture. Here's Dr. Marcus Peter.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on this hour of Ave Maria in the Afternoon. I'm Marcus Peter. As is the case every Tuesday, we are joined by my friend Dr. Greg Popchek of More to Life, which is produced by Ave Maria Radio and EWTN, and him and his bride Lisa host More to Life. They also put forth the Catholic HOM app and CatholicCounselors.com, and they do tremendous work for families in the Catholic sphere. He joins us today because, for football players, winning the Super Bowl represents the ultimate achievement in talent and teamwork. But how can you and I make our families a more effective team? That's what we're going to be talking about. Because chores, family celebrations, taking on responsibility, everyday activities, these are things that we can use as the quote-unquote stuff of family life to build our family stronger. In fact, that's a point that I want to put forth here. One of the things, I have a good friendship with Greg and Lisa, and I've learned so much from both of them and from Ray Grandy about how to be a better husband, father, and also how just parenting and marriage in general. And one thing I've learned that has coupled with the biblical theology I've studied for ever since I became Christian is that every facet of our human life, including all our mundane, transient, daily, rote responsibilities, God gives us as avenues to grow in grace. And therefore, we can use those things to our benefit and advantage when it comes to growth in the Christian life. And so things like our family activities, things like chores, these can be occasions of bonding. You know, sweeping the floor with your son becomes a time when daddy and son get to talk a little bit. Or doing the dishes with your daughter becomes a time when you get to cooperate with each other. And we get to model these family virtues. And Greg and Lisa and Ray have been very big on this kind of modeling discipleship for the sake of our children, seeing how mommy and daddy do these things and building this general family culture. Now, I mention all of this because we want to take your calls today. 877-573-7825. And if you call now, you'll go to the top of the line. 877-573-7825. How are you building your family culture, your family team? How are you building yourself as a team together, cooperating, responsibility, chores, and everything? We want to hear from you. For now, the headlines.
Thanks, Marcus. Good afternoon, everyone. This is your Ave Maria Radio News for Tuesday, February 4th. It's the Feast of St. Joseph of Leonessa. Today's news brought to you by the Ave Maria Family of Funds at AveMariaFunds.com. China is retaliating against President Trump's added tariffs, NBC's Alice Barr.
The Chinese government retaliating, announcing a new 15% tariff on U.S. coal and liquefied natural gas and a 10% tariff on U.S. products from crude oil to pickup trucks.
Trump signed off on a 10% tariff on China over the weekend, in addition to existing 25% tariffs applied in his first term. A Senate committee is holding a hearing to consider new legislation that would classify fentanyl-related substances as a Schedule I drug permanently. Orange County, California Sheriff Coroner Don Barnes testified in front of that committee.
The fight against the fentanyl epidemic in California is incredibly challenging, given our close proximity to the border, national drug trends, and our state's permissive drug laws.
Drugs listed as Schedule I are those that have high abuse potential and that have the potential to become addictive. Fentanyl is currently a Schedule II drug that's used for pain management in medical settings. Two of President Trump's cabinet nominations will now move to the Senate floor. Both Senate subcommittee voters went along party lines in favor of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination for the head of Department of Health and Human Services and Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence. President Trump is welcoming Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House. The Israeli leader is in D.C. as negotiations are expected to resume between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas to extend the ongoing ceasefire. A press conference is expected later this hour. And police in Nashville say an alleged bank robber Ubered to the scene of the crime. He gave a teller a note claiming that there was a bomb in the bank before fleeing. Alamine Shakur was arrested after cops used his Uber account to track him down. From your AveMariaRadio.net news desk, I'm Steve Clark.
Good afternoon, welcome back. I'm Marcus Peter. 877-573-7825. We're taking your calls in a bit about how you have been building your family team. What are the ways in which you build family culture, bond together, chores? How do you, as parents, function as coaches? Or you as children, if you want to call in, what kind of methods did your parents have in terms of building family camaraderie and building your family team? Joining us to have this conversation is my friend, Dr. Greg Popcheck. For football players, as I mentioned, winning the Super Bowl is the ultimate achievement in talent and teamwork. But how can you and I make our own families a more effective team? Greg and his bride Lisa are the hosts of More to Life, produced by Ave Maria Radio and broadcasted on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. They also run CatholicCounselors.com, and they also put out, they're the developers of the Catholic HOM app, a resource helping Catholic families thrive. Greg, always wonderful to speak with you. How are you?
I'm great, and I'm great, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Always a joy to speak with you. And every week, I say thank you for the wisdom that you share with me as I put it to work in raising my own children. So, let's talk about building family teams. It's so easy to get caught up in the humdrum, mundane tasks that you know that are involved in just having a family and living. And it's easy to miss the forest for the trees that, as you've taught me in the past, these are avenues in which we can use to build our family culture.
Well, that's right. So on the Catholic HOM app, on Catholic Home, we have a deeper dive discussion every week, which is an expert-moderated conversation with the whole community mm-hmm. about a particular way of bringing our family closer to Christ and each other. And this week's discussion is taking your home team to the Super Bowl, as you sort of alluded to in your introduction. And we laid out a four-point plan for what that really looks like. And so the first part is understanding what the game plan is, right? Knowing what's the playbook. And as Catholic families, you know, we need to recognize that we're not just trying to get through the day like everybody else. I mean, you know, that some days that's the best we can do, and we should be happy and grateful to God that mm-hmm. we can do it. But in the back of our minds, it's important to keep in mind that we're not just that. We're really called to be outposts of grace in a hurting world and a place where we can encounter Christ more meaningfully at home and share Christ's love with each other in more meaningful ways. And so, you know, we talk in our discussion this week, we're talking about how can we, you know, remind each other that we're called to be that more loving, connected, and caring Catholic family. And mm-hmm. what are those ways that we can live out what we call this liturgy of domestic church life by as a family, not just as mom or dad, but as a family, learning the 12 habits that make a family a domestic church and look for little opportunities throughout the day to practice those habits. And then the second point in our kind of four-point plan for mm-hmm. taking our home team to the Super Bowl, it's practice, like I said. So, you know, this doesn't come naturally, right? Kids don't naturally exhibit the kind of thoughtfulness or generosity that makes a family a Catholic household on mission. And frankly, neither do moms and dads. You know, we all have to encourage it. And so, you know, it's a nice idea to identify as parents certain jobs or tasks that maybe feel a little bit draining, that feel like maybe we're bickering about it a little bit with each other, and then discuss as a family how we could do those things together
right.
instead of maybe just dividing and conquering, doing them together in a way that helps us feel like we're showing up for each other, taking care of each other, using that everyday stuff of family life to grow in virtue and to cherish each other as Christ cherishes us and maybe even learn to enjoy each other a little bit more. Go figure, huh? because we're allowed to enjoy each other, right? Yeah, I mean, that's something that I think is a goal. You know, joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Right. And when families are living this liturgy of domestic church life, we should be enjoying each other more because we're encountering God's grace in more meaningful ways in a daily life.
And to be very honest, as in all the conversations we've had in the past, it's easy to lose sight of that extremely crucial part of family life, which is actually having joy in the presence of the other, enjoying the company of the other, because we are God's societal gift to each other in family.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, you don't want to be that good, oh, some gift that guy turned out to be. How can I return it? You know? So you know, another part of that is knowing what the goal is. Okay, so funny story. I'm not particularly sports inclined myself. And when I was in grade school, I was on the grade school basketball team. And I got the ball, and I was so excited, and I ran it down to the end of the court, not realizing that it was halftime and we'd changed sides. And that's why I wasn't getting any resistance. So knowing where the goal is really important in taking your home team. And what that means is, like, you know, so look for little ways each day. You know, so we recommend having a little conversation where, hey, what's coming up tomorrow, guys? And let's talk about how we can make sure that we're getting a little bit of time to work and play and maybe talk and pray together. Where can we fit that in? Let's get out our calendars. Let's get out our phones. Let's figure it out, right? So even though we're busy and we've got a lot of stuff going on, we want to make sure we're not running down the wrong end of the field, that we're really keeping in mind that God is asking us to make that touchdown by creating that space to work and play and talk and pray together every day and be that team he's calling us to be.
Right. And it's, again, you know, so easy, especially as parents, the more children you have, the more you start thinking about only the practical things and checking all those boxes, when at the end of the day, it is the family dynamic, the intimacy of the family, ultimately the liturgical identity of the family, that is the most crucial thing. And that's what God's ultimately calling that family to.
That's right. You know, we don't grow in holiness by numbers, we grow by mission. And so you can have a big family, but at the core of it, you have to always be mindful of the mission and how are we serving that mission as a larger community, or a community of whatever size you happen to be.
Right.
And then the fourth point on this kind of 4-point plan for taking your home team, quote unquote, to the Super Bowl, is encouraging and recognizing each other's efforts. You know, we have a tendency, because we buy into this idea of dividing and conquering things, we tend not to praise or encourage each other until the task is done and done perfectly, right? That's just one more thing I have to do. I can't believe it's not done yet. But when we're trying to take this more relational and collaborative and team-building approach to doing this stuff, you know, if you watch a game, it doesn't matter how far you got down the field, right? They're encouraging each other, saying, good job, good play, yeah, you know, let's keep going. You know, you celebrate every yard, because every yard is hard fought. And the same thing is true in family life. You know, every good moment is a hard-fought moment. There's a lot of stuff out there trying to get us to bicker with each other and just be grumpy and just get through the day. Mm-hmm. And if we can actually pull together as a team to get something done together, to celebrate something together, to enjoy each other together, we need to encourage that by saying, hey, that was a great job. Praise God for the way he, you know, let us show up for each other in this. Or thank the Lord for the way we were able to take care of each other right now. Or, hey, you did a great job with this. Or that was really responsible. You know, calling out those virtues in each other as a way of reminding each other that, number one, that's what we're called to live all the time, and number two, hey, good job doing that. You know, so by being encouraging and recognizing those efforts, we create that warm spirit that makes us want to work a little bit harder to love and cherish each other and care for each other as Christ does.
Yep. And all of that is so crucial, because when we are willing, that's the thing, right? Like making the willing effort to do these things, to build that domestic culture of a family liturgy, it's about making those steps. Everything I've learned from you and your bride is, we're not expected to be excellent and perfect right off the bat. It's about these incremental steps forward, and that's how we build this family team.
Well, and that's one of the reasons that we developed the Catholic HOM app, too, because, you know, this is hard to remember when life gets busy and stuff piles up. It's nice to have somebody that you can kind of just walk with. And so our whole team of coaches and pastoral counselors and the creative resources that we put out in these weekly discussions and podcasts and all kinds of other things help you stay focused on that game plan and what those practices are that we need to emphasize so that we can be those dynamic domestic churches that are really striving to be those outposts of grace in a hurting world, encountering Christ's love more meaningfully at home, and making the faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Yeah. Well, Greg, I always deeply, greatly enjoy our conversations. Thank you very much for making the time to speak with us.
Always a pleasure, Marcus. Thank you so much for having me.
So we've been talking to Dr. Greg Popchek. He and his bride Lisa run CatholicCounselors.com. They also are developers of the Catholic HOM app. I greatly encourage all of you to look it up. We are taking your calls, 877-573-7825. How are you building your family team, your family home? How are you fostering responsibility? How are you bonding, creating a sense of intimacy and bonding with each other as family? 877-573-7825. Call now. We all want to hear from you, and everything that you have to share will benefit all of the other listeners. So just know that everything that God has done in your life will be a blessing if you share for everyone listening right now. 877-573-7825. Call now and you go to the top of the line, and we will continue on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. I'm Marcus Peter.
St. Therese once told her sister Celine that when we trust ourselves and not God, our soul becomes barren and incapable of virtue. Her remedy? External works of charity. We all try to do it on our own sometimes without asking for God's help. At St. Paul Evangelization, we suggest sharing the gospel with someone who needs it. Check out streetevangelization.com to find a team near you where you can share the love of Jesus. If there isn't one in your area yet, perhaps God is calling you to start a team in your city. To learn more, visit streetevangelization.com.
The Heart of the Interior Life with Elizabeth Jingle.
In the third rule of the Discernment of Spirits, the first description St. Ignatius of Loyola gives to teach about spiritual consolation describes the soul being inflamed with the love of God. He writes, "I call it consolation when some interior movement is caused in the soul through which the soul comes to be inflamed with love of its Creator and Lord." What is this inflaming of the soul that Ignatius is speaking about? St. Ignatius is describing any warming of the heart that brings with it an increase in the love of God that we experience within our interior spiritual experience. Feelings of warming and uplift of heart with love for God. The duration and intensity of this inflaming, as with all gifts of spiritual consolation, varies and leaves its blessing. Let us open our hearts to God's gift of spiritual consolation and welcome the blessing it brings.
For more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net. Ave Maria School of Law is the Roman Catholic law school in the United States. Consistently ranked in the Princeton Review as one of the best and most conservative law schools, as well as pre-law's most devout law school. Ave Maria School of Law provides a traditional legal education while emphasizing how the law intersects with the Catholic intellectual tradition and natural law philosophy. Ave Maria School of Law, unabashedly Catholic. Consistently excellent. For more information, visit avemarialaw.edu.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Marcus Peter. This question of the kind of quote-unquote team we are building in the family, really it's a matter of how are we creating an avenue of building bonding in our family, that, you know, we're working with the football theme here, the parents as the head coaches. What are the ways in which you have built your family together? You function together as a team. You have a collective mission. Sibling rivalry, how do you respond to it? Sibling arguments, how do you respond to it? Struggles that you have in the family, and how have you navigated that together? Celebrating each other in terms of achievements, but also just simply in terms of being family. All of this, how have you navigated these waters of building a strong sense of family identity? And as Greg was talking with us earlier, building that family liturgy. What are the ways in which you have done this? You've built together a family culture. 877-573-7825. In little and great ways, whatever you've done, we want to hear from you. 877-573-7825. Call now and you'll go to the top of the line. 877-573-7825. Every family has a culture. Every family develops a way in which they operate. And I've spoken about this on this program before. Culture comes from the Latin root word cultus. And cultus really has to do with what is worshipped. So the thing that the family gives the most time and attention to is that which the family's identity will be wrapped up around. The thing that the family gives the most time and attention to becomes that which the family's culture is wrapped up around. And so for parents especially, the question really becomes, is my faith what I do, or does it actually inform who I am? Because if the way in which we live our faith truly informs who we are and our marriages, then it becomes something we never compromise on. And if we truly never compromise, then it overflows into how we conduct ourselves as a household. The problem immediately becomes when we don't have a sense of grounding, especially in the faith. And so then the question expands into larger questions about how parents become very quickly burdened. And it's so easy to then say, because of these burdens, I don't have time to work on family culture. I don't have time to work on these relationships. We completely miss the point if we do that. And I've personally seen how that can become very quickly destructive. And that's why the Christian call, the biblical call for marriage and the family, has always been working with our natural calls and ensuring that God is at the center of it. So nature and grace. And so we want to hear from you. How have you built together your family culture, your family identity? How have you built your quote-unquote family team? If your family is a team and parents, how have you employed strategies to build your family together as a united team with a common mission? 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. Because I'm a person who loves the scriptures, the kind of culture I have been striving to build for my marriage and my family has been a very biblical one, and it's grounded in my understanding of the covenants. And so the truth of the matter is every facet of our life, when viewed through the lens of the covenants, now what is a covenant? It's a vowed exchange of lives that God uses ultimately to lead us to sainthood. And in that framework, when you take a look at everything that you do as a family, even something as mundane as taking out the trash lugging the furniture or moving boxes or cleaning the floors, all of these things become true channels of grace because you will them out of love for anywhere from your spouse to your children. And as you keep doing that, it becomes this continued sanctifying reality for yourself and for your marriage and your family. But then you have to expand that, you and I have to expand that into how we build our family culture together. What are some of the strategies and ways in which we have built our family culture? So again, we want to hear from you, 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. I'll happily share, this is a small thing that I did this morning that I actually rather enjoyed. My daughter, Therese, she's 2 years old, and you know, she made a mess, and we have this thing in our family where we encourage the children to participate in cleanup from a young age. And so she knew that because it was a mess she made, she had to engage in it. And so I assisted her, but I allowed her the space to be able to engage it. And so this became a time where Daddy and her were playing, but it also became a time where we were able to bond because she was working with me towards this common cause. So again, 877-573-7825. Small and great ways. How have you been building your family team? How are you? What are the strategies that you and your spouse or your parents, what have you done to foster a deeper sense of family identity, family mission, or in smaller ways, just simply facilitate bonding, facilitate closeness? 877-573-7825. I want to go back to this question of developing a biblical family culture. God's plan for the human race is ultimately that they would be inducted into family life with Him. Now, I know that we take that for granted. We're Christians, and so we take that for granted. But I want to encourage you to see the sheer surprising reality of that statement. The God of the universe made it so that He created us to be in family bond with Him. We don't deserve that. We can't earn that. And He gives it to us as His own free gift of love, overflowing from His heart into ours. And because of that, family becomes the foundational structure through which He builds the entirety of human society. And that's exactly what He has done in all of us and in the Catholic faith. So, again, 877-573-7825. But the fact of the matter is, God wants us to flourish and delight in family life. He wants us to be invested in family life. He wants us to prioritize the building of our family life, regardless of our state in life right now, whether we're married or not, whether we have children or not, whether we are children. He wants us to build on these realities. He wants flourishing in the family. And that all boils down to a family culture. We're going to, again, 877-573-7825. We're going to Steve listening in Spokane, Washington, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Steve, what is your story?
it's very, very simple. We just had a little tradition, and we had eight children, so we would, you know, many times be all together in a big family van, and my wife or I would, our last name is Dilly, and so we would just yell, "Dilly's," and the rest of the group would respond, "Ho!" So it'd be "Dilly's ho!" And off we'd go wherever we're going. And to this day, if I yelled that with that tone in front of my adult children, they'd all yell "ho." And it was just a sense of a family unit. It was just our little thing as a family, not particularly Christian in any regard, but just kind of a fun little family tradition that we had.
That's so great. I'm really glad you shared that. Thank you very much, Steve. That was Steve calling from Spokane, Washington, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Thank you to our friends on Sacred Heart Radio carrying this program. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. One of the things I do want to touch on based on the call we just had by Steve is that fun is a big part of family life, and it's one of those things that becomes extremely easy to forget. And yet we have to work at it. We have to work at intimacy. We actually have to be invested in intimacy. We have to be invested in building the relationship. We have to be invested in having fun with each other. Yes, as life gets more busy, these good things in life take work. As life gets more and more inundated, and let's face it, I don't think anyone listening right now has an easy life. But as life gets more and more inundated, having good things in life, the true, the good, the beautiful, flourishing in the family, intimacy, closeness, those things take work. They require investment on our part. And so even that little thing like Dilly's Ho becomes this wondrous expression of a family being united together in this common sense of fun and camaraderie. So we want to hear from you, 877-573-7825. All those things that you do together as a family, little and great, fun, bonding, building a family culture together, 877-573-7825. Call now. Stay tuned. I'm Marcus Peter.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Support for this Ave Maria radio program comes in part by the non-for-profit St. Anthony Services. Are you shopping for mortgage products, Catholic investing, Catholic health, real estate, or estate planning? StAnthonyServices.org can help you find a Catholic professional for these needs. They regularly connect faithful citizens with faith-based professionals that share our Christian values. More information at StAnthonyServices.org or 877-LIFE-US1.
Italy aficionado Teresa Tomeo's newest book is now out on the Ave Maria online store. In Italy's shrines and wonders, Teresa Tomeo provides how best to navigate the most popular sites, best routes, and how to best to soak in all the beauty Italy has to offer. She also shares the most inspiring journeys to make your Italy excursion utterly unforgettable. Italy's shrines and wonders from Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo, can be purchased at avemariaradio.net. When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
My daughter told me she was published in a scientific journal as an undergrad. I'm so proud of her. The world needs Catholic physicists, and my daughter's going to be one of them.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
You remember the time I said on the air, go to confession, and when you're done, go out and have a big ice cream soda. Celebrate. And a man wrote to me, he says, you know, I hadn't gone to confession in 30 years. Do you mind if I went and had a pizza? I said, oh, have 20 pizzas.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic. What are we expressing when we use the word our in relation to God? The Catholic Catechism tells us the adjective our does not mean possession, but an entirely new relationship with God. It means that we recognize that all God's promises of love coming through the prophets are fulfilled in the new and eternal covenant in His Christ. We have become His people, and He is our God. We are to respond to this gift in Jesus Christ with love and faithfulness. The Church is this new communion of God and man. In praying Our Father, each of the baptized is praying in this communion as written in the Acts of the Apostles. The company of those who believed were of one mind and one heart. But the Our and the Our Father, if prayed sincerely, also includes all for whom God gave His beloved Son, revealing the dimensions of God's love for all, even those who do not yet know Him. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. By asking for spiritual communion, we are acknowledging that the Holy Mass is the perfect, best way to worship God. The priest intercedes perfectly for us with God the Father because he acts in persona Christi. This is the time to see that through the priest's representation of Christ's sacrifice on Calvary, we are never separated from our Lord. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Marcus Peter. We are taking your calls, 877-573-7825. We want to hear about how you build your family culture. What are the ways in which you have fun together as a family? Or some of the things you do to bond with each other. Game nights, what kind of games? How do you do it? 877-573-7825. Call now. We want to hear from you. We're going to Nicholas listening in Sioux City, Iowa, 88.1 Siouxland Catholic Radio. Nicholas, thank you very much for calling us. What's your story?
Oh, it's awesome. Thank you, Marcus. All I was going to say, the best thing that I learned from a very young age that my father and my mother taught me is the best way to build the culture that I found is just simple communication. Sit down, family conversations, something's on your mind, good, bad, the other. Even if there's nothing at all to talk about, just sit down and converse, because it works twofold. You learn to communicate, just not just in speaking, but you also get to sit down and listen, because it gets so hard nowadays to just sit down and quiet yourself, much less really connect with even the other people on the outside, your family, friends, what have you. And it really is the basic that I found to just building your family and those you love, everything around it. It's just simple communication.
Well, thank you very, very much for that, Nicholas. And I think that's something that we can easily take for granted, not developing a continued stream of ongoing communication. And now, by that, there's a lot that we can talk about. And one of the things that Greg and Lisa mentioned is constantly making the time, like being very deliberate about making the time to communicate with, to spend time with, to actually carve out this time so that you're not just you're not just kind of sitting and idly chatting. You're actually making the time to be intentional with each other. And those little incremental things go a tremendously long way. My executive producer brought the story to me earlier about how a father created these 15-minute chunks that he would do with his children every Saturday morning. And from the get-go, the children started desiring it because they truly enjoyed it. And so from a young age, this was a tradition that they continued. And it's a thing that they've come to truly treasure and deeply appreciate. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. We want to hear from you. What are the ways in which you build your family culture? What are the ways in which you build your family team? How do you bond with each other? What are the games that you play? What ways have you worked out, and what strategies have you employed that you've seen have fruit in the way you connect with each other as a family? 877-573-7825. Now, as I've mentioned in previous episodes in the past, when you call in and share these things, know that there's a tremendous, tremendous benefit to listeners, including, and I argue especially, young couples who are raising young children. These little strategies go a long way in helping them build their own family culture. So please call and share. 877-573-7825. Having close relationships with our families, bonding with our families, these are crucial things that not only do we not take for granted. I know no one on the planet who tells themselves, I wish to have a terrible, strained relationship with my immediate family. And the question really then becomes, how invested I am into making sure that doesn't happen? Because that's a question that we need to ask ahead of time. We only realize the fruits in hindsight, but we also realize the breakdown in hindsight. And we cannot run the risk of not investing in our spouses and in our children ahead of time, because that investment compounds, but the non-investment also accrues over time. And that creates rifts, that fosters a kind of spirit of not having this camaraderie. So what strategies have you employed that bring about bonding, that bring about unification, that bring about a true sense of family culture and closeness? 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. How have you worked at building a true sense of closeness in your family, with your spouse, with your children? And what has worked for you? What have you seen bear true fruit? We're going to Renee listening in Nebraska on Spirit Catholic Radio. We love our friends up in Nebraska, Spirit Catholic Radio. Renee, what's your story?
Well, one thing I just wanted to share is when my sister and I were very young, from the time I can remember, we would always pray before we ate, whether it was breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And it didn't matter where we were either. We were out in the community at a restaurant. Or having a picnic, whatever it was, we always prayed. I remember doing that, and I've done that with my children. My husband and I began doing that with them when they were, you know, old enough to sit at the table. Mm-hmm. And they often now, I have two children, a junior and a senior in high school, and often when we're out eating or wherever we are, they're the ones who remind me, oh, we need to pray. Yeah. And I find that doing that just, I think it started, it like led the way to other discussions, mm-hmm. other good discussions, you know, talking about whatever it is that happened during their day, just bringing our family together. And I think that is so important.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I'm really glad you shared that, because that's an example of how a small, continuous practice of a loving act of faith accrues and compounds into an expansive family culture. Thank you very much, Renee. That was Renee calling from Nebraska Spirit Catholic Radio. 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. What have you done that you've seen created a sense of family identity, community, bonding, closeness? What are the ways in which you have worked at? What are the ways in which you have worked at building this sense of a family culture, of a family identity? And what has worked? Truly, call us and tell us what has worked. We're going to Nina listening in Georgia. Nina, what's your story?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am, Nina. Thank you very much for calling.
I can hardly hear you. I'm in the car. I was going to talk about, you know, our dad. Like, one of the things he used to do, he was a Trappist monk with Thomas Merton, okay? Mm. He was a Trappist monk for 9 years, but he made our faith so much fun. And we used to do a thing that they did as a monk. We'd do it called Chapter of Faults. And one of us would tell on one of the other. There was five of us, and we'd have to prostrate ourselves. We'd have to prostrate ourselves, and we'd tell on what they did, and then they'd have to, you know, either, you don't know, do some dishes, make a bed. It was just, there's always a little fun punishment, and then afterwards we'd have donuts.
Mm-hmm.
It was a blast.
I love this. Thank you so much for sharing, Nina. I'm really, really happy you called in. Really appreciate it. Thank you. And Now, Nina's story exemplifies exactly what I've just been saying, that these little things in the faith that we do enjoyably with each other will compound into true, not only family cultures. I mean, Nina remembers these memories to this day. Her father worked at making the faith an enjoyable experience in the family. And so we want to hear from you. 877-573-7825. We're going to Colleen listening in Maryland's Eastern Shore on the Ave Maria Radio app. Colleen, please start now. And if the music cuts you off, we'll hold you and continue on the other side of the break. Thank you very much for calling, Colleen. What's your story?
Well, our story is when our kids were growing up, we would build obstacle courses in our yard.
Mm-hmm. And
Marine Corps at the time. And we just run, right? Running with each other and making it.
Okay, so it seems like we're losing Colleen. I think it's a bad connection, but I got the gist of it. Colleen's husband is a Marine. He was in the Marine Corps, and so they built obstacle courses in their yard to let their children, especially their sons, run around. And what a profoundly beautiful thing. And I must admit, that's actually one of those things that I've been looking forward to doing as my children get older. And thankfully now we live in a place where we are able to do something like that. And so again, we want to hear from you. 877-573-7825. We want to keep this lighthearted, fun, but we also want to hear from you in terms of the faith as well. What are the ways in which you have seen fostered a sense of closeness with your family? Fun things that you've done, family traditions that you do, built family culture. 877-573-7825. Call now. I'm Marcus Peter.
Ave Maria in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Dr. Ray Guarendi.
Two of the hardest words to say in the English language. I'm sorry. I'll ask couples, when was the last time you said I'm sorry? I think it was our wedding rehearsal dinner. I spilled some coffee on her lap. I said, hey, sorry about that. Why is I'm sorry so hard to say? What does it mean to you? Are you saying you're a failure? Are you saying I'm wrong? Are you saying, if I say I'm sorry, I'm admitting it's all my fault? I'm sorry are two of the softest words in a relationship in the English language. I'm sorry, very hard to say, very easy on relationships.
When your children consider going to college, where are you going to find a place that will prepare them for the future and build on the foundation that you've laid? The answer? Ave Maria University. With an authentically Catholic curriculum, including 35 majors, AMU prepares students to take on the world.
I've seen the difference in my son since he's been at Ave Maria. He's happy, he's excited about what he's going to do with his degree, and he's living his faith.
Learn more at avemaria.edu. That's avemaria.edu.
60 on 10 with Monsignor Charles Pope.
The Eighth Commandment. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. At one level, the reputation a person has is one of their most precious gifts, and to intentionally harm the good reputation of someone is a very grave matter. We can do this often through detraction, by disclosing others' faults without a valid reason, or calumny, just outright lying about other people. Likewise, through rash judgment. This commandment also protects the truth, which is another very, very great good. To lie is to speak something that we know is false with the intention of deceiving others. We ought to be dedicated to the truth. It is the truth that sets people free, while errors and lies entrap people in many difficult and often sinful situations. The Lord asks us to give witness to the truth of the gospel. This commandment therefore asks us to stay dedicated to the truth and to other people's reputation. The Eighth Commandment, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
For more about the Ten Commandments, visit EWTNRC.com.
It's time for Family Man with Dr. Gregory Popchak.
God isn't content to love us from a distance. That's why he emptied himself, was born a man, walked among us, suffered, died, and rose again. That's why, having ascended to the Father, he gives us the sacraments, all so that we can experience his extravagant love through our senses. Being generously and appropriately affectionate with our kids is an important way to teach them about Christ's own embodied, extravagant love. There's nothing stingy or reserved about the way God loves his children, you and me, and we're called to love our children as demonstratively as he loves us. To discover more ways your family can celebrate the liturgy of domestic church life, check out the newest editions of Parenting with Grace and visit CatholicCounselors.com. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, but you can call me Family Man.
To discover more ways faith can enrich your life, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Marcus Peter. 877-573-7825. Call now. We want to hear from you. How do you foster closeness and bonding with your family? 877-573-7825. As we have Greg Popchak join us every week to talk about the liturgy of domestic church life, I want to repeat some of the things that he constantly says to us because I find them to be tremendously beneficial. There are three aspects, or three rites, R-I-T-E-S, of the liturgy of domestic church life. The first, they call the rite of Christian relationship. The second, the rite of family rituals. And the third, the rite of reaching out. Now, a lot of these sound rather obvious. The rite of Christian relationship has to do with intentionally working on building the closeness, building the intimacy with each other. And therefore, there's a lot of quality time spent with each other. In fact, the engaging of as many love languages as possible. The rite of family rituals has to do with building these particular family traditions. And that happens better as children get older and older. And these rite of family rituals foster continued avenues of connection. So it's a matter of being intentional. It's a matter of being repetitive and getting everyone to buy in and realize, no, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing as a family. And because we love each other, because we see that this is crucial to do with each other, and we are not going to compromise on it. And the third is the rite of reaching out. Now, once the first and second become habit, this third part, the rite of reaching out, becomes an expansive action on the part of the family members to reach out and keep checking in to see how are you doing, are you doing well, and then creating more and more avenues of deeper connection. The reason why these three rites are so crucial, by the way, they didn't invent these, they came up with some of the terminology, but this is taken really from the wisdom of people like St. John Bosco. The reason why these are so crucial is because these are biblical principles, that there are certain groundworks that need to be laid when we are talking about fostering flourishing family bonds. And so when we talk about the liturgy of domestic church life, the domestic church is the home. Every church has a liturgy, and liturgies are ordered to the worship of God. Well, the question becomes, how do we worship God in our house? Yes, a vibrant prayer life where children enjoy the expression of the faith. I constantly remind I make this a daily thing, especially when I put them down for bed, that Jesus is their best friend. I tell my 3-year-old and my 2-year-old, Jesus is their best friend. And I'm trying to inculcate that kind of language in them. But in doing so, however, there are different parts of the family that are crucial to bolster this. They need to see that mommy and daddy love each other and that mommy and daddy love the faith. Because if they see that, then they understand that this faith is more than just something mommy and daddy talk about. It's who they are. And it's the reason why they're able to love each other and love each other well. And therefore, able to be compassionate and loving and tender with them. So, all of these things you do in different ways. And we want to hear from you. 877-573-7825. How do you foster closeness and bonding with each other in the family? 877-573-7825. We're going to Michelle listening in Indianapolis on the EWTN app. Michelle, what's your story?
Hi. Well, I think it was a couple of years ago. My husband started this during Lent, mm-hmm. and we thought it would just last during Lent, but anyway, there's seven of us in the immediate family. So, like Monday would be, it became his day. So even now, like on Monday, I'll do the group text and just say prayers for Dad, you know, heart emoji, prayer emoji. And Tuesday is my day. Yeah. And, you know, and it's just a little kind of, I think he said he might have gotten it from a talk from Father John Ricardo.
That's highly possible.
About, yeah, like his, I think maybe his parents did that too, and each of the kids had a day. So it's kind of, it's a little bit like, I mean, still you pray for everyone, but it's a little bit how the glorious mystery or the sorrowful mystery is a focus. It's just like now I know Wednesday is Aaron, you know, and Thursday is Lauren, you know. So it's, yeah, it's just something we've... It's kind of fun.
So. Michelle, I find this profoundly beautiful. Thank you very, very much for sharing this. And I think it's significant too. I'm certain that many people just heard this and are going to benefit from it. So yeah, that was Michelle calling from Indianapolis, listening on the EWTN app. And Michelle was talking about how she and her family, her husband started this, but she and her family choose one member of the family and dedicate one day a week to each person. So there's seven of them in total, and so 7 days in the week. And every day is one person's day to be prayed for, to be thought of. And that becomes a truly beautiful way in which the entire family unites in a spiritual mission. And it's a selfless act. We are praying for our loved one, our family member today. We are praying for this person the next day. We're praying for that person the next day. And I would greatly encourage that if you're able to do something to that effect, by all means do so. 877-573-7825. We still have room to take some of your calls. 877-573-7825. What are the ways in which you have built family traditions, what family cultures and family traditions have you built that has fostered bonding and you've seen it bear fruit? It's become an avenue of closeness in the family. 877-573-7825. Looking forward to hearing from you. We are going to Mary Beth, listening in Ohio on St. Paul Radio, WOUX. Mary Beth, thank you very much for calling. What's your story?
Hi, this is my first time calling your show. And I wanted to say, you might have just now mentioned something about texting. That's what my thing is. The five of us, we text each other every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're old. I mean, our kids are 31, 33, 35.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 64, and my husband's 67. And, like, just I looked at my phone. I opened it up, and, like, I saw a picture of my husband. He said, well, that's it for me today. That's kind of a one-liner that we do. He's retired, and he happened to, you know, there's a little annoying tasks that you have around the house. He fixed the toilet paper roll dispenser where it fell off the wall. And so we just constantly get in touch with each other like that, and we'll say, hey, what's this remind you of? Or, hey, please pray for me. I'm walking into a meeting now. That interview is now. Or, hey, can you believe my daughter said this? And mm-hmm. we do that all day long, and it's just so nice. And none of us are expected to reply right away.
Right.
It's but we usually do. We usually see it at some point, and we all talk back and forth, and it keeps us very current, and we do all pray for each other a lot.
Mary Beth, thank you very, very much for this call. I found it very heartening. That was Mary Beth calling from Ohio, listening on St. Paul Radio, WOUX. I have to be very honest. I've noticed a real rise in families that have group chats, group text chats. And I think it's a great thing. With all the issues that we're having with social media and with digital technology, having family group chats and group texts has honestly been one of the more heartwarming experiences I've had and I've seen. And I hear testimonies of how this is a very consistent way the family keeps in touch with each other, and they foster that deep sense of intimacy and growth with each other. 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. We're talking about how you foster a certain sense of closeness with your family. What are some of the things you do? Family traditions, little fun things, ways in which you develop a closer sense of relationship with each other. 877-573-7825. I want to go back to that conversation on the rite of Christian relationship that we were talking about earlier. It's wonderful that we can intentionally work on relationships with each other, but there's also an aspect that we can't take for granted, which is we can't keep accepting every other external activity as a good and expect that that's going to abound to our family life. Now, what do I mean by that? As especially as children grow up, surely, but also just us as adults, and those of us who are children of our older parents and all that, when we keep accepting external activities, goods though they might be, one of the things we're going to realize is that it takes us away from things. It takes us away from people. To say yes to one thing is to say no to others. And what the rite of Christian relationship calls for is for us to learn how to say no to things and choose the family as priority. Now, this is something I've noticed isn't usually practiced, especially here in the United States of America, when we have a constant plethora of choices. And that's something I want to greatly encourage you to build into your family culture. We're going to Steve listening in Long Island. Steve, share your story with us. Steve, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, Steve. Share your story with us. And thank you for calling.
Yes. What our family has done, we've always been close, and during the pandemic, we started a family book club. My children are grown. I have 5 children and 13 grandchildren. Mm. And we have as many as possible joining this book club. We do it on Zoom. It started with the pandemic, but we've continued it ever since. And it's something that brings us together once a month on Zoom.
Wow. As a lover of books, I find that beautiful. As a lover of family bonding, I find that profound. Thank you very much for sharing that, Steve.
You're welcome.
And that's, in fact, that's honestly the kind of thing I could see us doing, and it's given me some ideas for my own family of origin and immediate family. I want to thank all of you who have called in today. Thank you very much for sharing your stories. I have no doubt that listeners have benefited from your sharings, but I also have no doubt that I will benefit from your sharings. So thank you very much once again. We've been talking about building family culture, building family intimacy. And so my exhortation to all of you listening right now, as you go home, do something that demonstrates you engaging lovingly with your spouse, your children, or your parents. Engage in the different love languages, words of affirmation, physical touch, acts of service, gift giving, and quality time. Do whatever that you are able to do, but make a very concerted effort today, one concerted effort that's going to demonstrate your love for your family member. Have a great evening, and until next time, God bless you and keep you. I'm Marcus Peter.